Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Good. August, welcome to Capital Irish on Radio Access, 106.1 FM. Just checking. Welcome, everyone. And my name's Andy Kerr, and I have the pleasure of playing a few tunes for you today. Hope everyone survived the storms during the week. We'll get right into it because there's a few songs I want to try and get through. Well, a few songs, but we're going to start with story, kind of a rendition of a Shanachie thing by the famous actor and playwright Eamon Kelly, who I'll tell you a little bit more about after the track.
I'm bringing you back now to the time when tea was introduced into Ireland. And the Irish people took to drinking tea like ducks to water. Well, it wasn't available in the shops when it came out first, but men used to go around from house to house in a pony and trap selling the tea, and they were called taymen. Now, it so happened that a tayman put up with a husband and wife in a single-roomed house in which there was only one bed. And he wouldn't have put up in that house at all that night, the tayman, only it was so wet and so stormy, he couldn't get to his own lodgings. Now he put the pony into a makeshift shed that was at the gable of the house outside. And when he went in, the young woman of the house, she had taken up a cake of bread out of the oven, and she brought the cake of bread across the floor, and she put it up over on the shelf of the dresser. Oh, there it was, a beautiful wheel of bread with a cross on it, like the four spokes that you see on a wheel. And the lovely aroma that was from that cake, oh, the tayman's nostrils, you could see him, and you know that his teeth were swimming inside in his mouth for a bite of it. And she, seeing the hungry look in his face, she was going to break a piece off the cake and give it to him, and the husband said, "No," he said, "you'll only ruin that cake now if you break it while it is hot. So can't you wait until morning like the rest of it?" Well, that was that. There's no good in going arguing with a cranky husband. They knelt down and they said their prayers, and they all got into bed, the one bed. The wife got in near the wall, the husband got in next to her, and then the tayman got in the outside. God knows, and that was a narrow enough bed too, and when one of them had turned, they'd all have to turn. In the course of the night, you know, when the husband had to go out, he suffered from a little frequency. Yeah, that runs in families. And when he'd go out in the yard, he'd bring the wife out with him because he was jealous to let the wife in the bed with the tayman. And she kicked up against going out into the cold and stormy night, moreover, as she said herself, when she didn't have occasion to go out. And finally, she kicked up altogether and wouldn't go out anymore. And then what the husband did, he'd lift up the heavy cradle with the child inside in it and put the cradle down on the bed between the wife and the tayman. And then he'd go off out in the yard, and when he'd come back in again after shedding the tear for Parnell, he'd lift up the cradle and put it back down on the floor and then get into the middle of the bed. Well, the busy night he had. About 4 o'clock in the morning, the storm began to rise, and he heard it blowing off the roof, off of the shed outside at the gable of the house. And he forgot all about it, like one danger will make you forget the first danger. You know, if you cut your finger, you'll forget your toothache. He forgot all about the tayman and hopped out of the bed and went out to tie down the shed. And when he was gone, the wife turned to the tayman and she said, "Now's your chance." So he got up and ate the cake.
So that was Mr. Eamon Kelly, who is a famous actor and playwright, perhaps well known. He received a Tony Award nomination back in 1964 for the famous theatre show Philadelphia, Here I Come. Spent a lot of time around the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. And that recording was from 1987 in some obscure pub in the west of Ireland. Next piece of music I'd like to share with you is a piece of music that was recorded a lot. It's Oscuelaga. It's called She de Vamahy. It was initially recorded, I think, by Alton on their album Harvest Storm. This version is a collaboration went by the name of Sult, that's S-U-L-T. Included people like Limo Mainlig, who's singing in this, Donal Lunny, Nullag Casey, I think Sharon Shannon had a part in this recording too. And this is about an old woman with a lot of money and a young man.
She the one more, yeah, she the one more, she call you home at a gate. She the one more, yo, while in the short is her, she who see her, what he her again. Oh, because the same goes, she don't need me, sir, or he got people I don't know, no, 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 Casa, she shouldn't need no, any goose, she could see to need to body her shot again. She the one more, yeah, she the one more, yeah, she the one more, she call you home every get. She the one more, yo, well in his holy. I got spread a chico, she had body her shot again. Massin to Bosa, Massin to Bosa, Massin to Bosa, call you home every get. Toss him not Bosa, toss him not Bosa, Hoshiro, Gaga, Solo, Shintari get. She the one more, she the one more, she the one more, she got it from that again. She the one more, you're one in his body.
Right, that was She de Vamahy, performed by Sult and Limo Mwelig. Hot as Flowers recorded that on their 2004 album, Into Your Heart. And that particular recording was a live one from 2009. I've always been a big fan of the blues scene in Dublin. It's always had a very vibrant vibrant scene. Places like Whelan's, the International Bar, back in the day. One of the famous or most frequent performers at the International Bar at that time was Mary Coughlan. One of her kind of standout tracks on her first album, which was in 1985, The album is called Double Cross, and the song is, the track is called Double Cross. The album's called Tired and Emotional.
I wake up in the morning, I get out of bed and drag my makeup on. I walk out on the street, my every exit's covered. I hitch up my pants and I fake it just like a man. Every hold that I had untied, every dream that I thought was mine, well, it's all quite forgotten now. Lost without the double cross of yore. Like my coffee, I've grown cold. I stay behind and fade into the wall. I'm lost among the jostling crowds at lunchtime. I'm hoping you'll come, but I know that you won't even call. Every hold that I had on time, every dream that I thought was mine, well, it's all quite forgotten now. Lost without the double cross of you. Lost without the double cross of your own. My social smile comes out again, my glass in hand, I've a word for one and all. Oh, but deep inside I'm crying just like a baby. I'm all grown up, but I never learned how to crawl. Every hold that I had on time, every dream that I thought was mine, well, it's all quite forgotten now. Lost without the double cross of you. Every hold that I had on time,
as Mary Coughlan, the legend that she is. Just a quick update on situation at home. I know last Thursday they had the highest number of cases since February, but no fatalities, which is a positive sign. There is talk of delaying and opening up indoor hospitality venues, possibly developing vaccine passes for diners and drinkers. I think they were supposed to open up soon, but that looks like it's going to be delayed as the Delta variant gets into the country. But back to some music and another legendary Dublin artist, Mr. Philip Linnett, well known from Thin Lizzy, and obviously did some solo work too. In 1982, he released his self-titled solo album, the Phil Linnett album. This is a title track, or probably the best-known track off that, called Old Town. piano player is Darren Wharton, who was played keyboards with Thin Lizzy for some time. Mr. Philip Lynn.
The same, honey, when you're not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey. Now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town.
Mr. Philip Lynott, long may he rest in peace, passed away, of course, in 1986. Next track is on a bit of a tangent. There's a band out of Cork back in the early 90s, went by the name of Sultans of Ping FC, which was a play on the Dire Straits track Sultans of Swing, back in the day when it was sacrilege to say anything funny about Dire Straits. This is their kind of probably most well-known track, released in January 1992, and I recommend you play it to primary school kids. They'll be singing it for months.
My brother knows Karl Marx. He made a meeting mushrooms in the People's Park. He said, what do you think about my manifesto? I like a manifesto, put it to the test. So took a trip down to meet the Anarchist Party. I met a groovy guy, he was hardy fart. He said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kite. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bathe twice daily. Fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 jumper, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. And my mother would be so, so angry. And my brother would be so, so angry. And my girlfriend would be so, so angry. And my dog would be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
Sultans of Ping FC, Where's Me Jumper? Singer Niall O'Flaherty, and a little known piece of useless information. Niall O'Flaherty is currently a lecturer in the history of European political thought at King's College London. Who'd have guessed it? There's a fact to impress your friends with. Okay, last track from me. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to Marion on the other side of the screen. And I'll leave you with Mr. Alan Doherty, who I'm sure a lot of you know, under his incarnation Aldoc. And featuring on this is the man they call Mr. Jerry Paul. And this is called Sunny Lucky Da, and it's recorded in 2015 at the Duncairn Arts Centre in Belfast. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you next time.
Lucky da, 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 luc Been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.